it is extremely important that the notion of I, the selflessness of persons, and the selflessness of phenomena, be scrutinized thoroughly. Each of us has an innate and spontaneous feeling of I. This is what experiences happiness and sorrow, and also what gives rise to happiness and sorrow. Different schools of thought have posited various views since ancient times on the way in which the I exists. One of the ancient Indian philosophical schools viewed the self, or I, as the user, and the mental and physical aggregates as the objects to be used. Thus, the self and the aggregates are viewed as different entities. According to other philosophers, the self is a permanent, single, and independent entity. The self is what has come from previous lives and what travels to the next, when the mental and physical aggregates disintegrate at the time of death. I have the impression that other religions, like Christianity, also believe in a self that is permanent, single, and independent. By implication, such a self does not depend or rely on its aggregates. None of the four schools of thought within Buddhism believe in such a self. They deny the self's having any substantial existence apart from the mental and physical aggregates. Nevertheless, according to Buddhist philosophy, the self does exist. If we were to contend that the self does not exist at all, we would plainly contradict common perception. We should examine and analyze the way in which the self does exist.